Hello and welcome back to Hard Fact to Nigeria Info here in Podhaka, the number one talk station. I'm Diet. 8 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. Happy New Year once again. Elections are very, very much around the corner, and in different parts of the country, the dynamics of the preparations for the elections might differ. But as much as those dynamics might differ, we have some general, principles or laws that govern the conduct, and that includes the preparation for the elections throughout the entire country. But speaking of peculiarities, in Rivers State, one of the peculiarities as far as preparations for this year's general elections are concerned are Executive Orders 21 and 22. However, for the purpose of this conversation in this hour, we're focusing on the contents and the implications of Executive Order 21 in Rivers. And in case you don't know exactly what that is, well, Executive Order 21, a legal instrument forcing political parties to fulfill certain conditions before embarking on campaigns in various parts of the state. Now, according to the order, political parties are prohibited from using public schools or for political campaigns without the approval of the state's Ministry of Education. It also added that application for approval must be submitted at least 2 weeks before the date of the campaign. And there are some other components of Executive Order 21 as well. Now, speaking on Executive Order 21, the Rivers State Governor has insisted severally there is no going back on Executive Orders 21 and 22, and all political parties or political actors in the state must abide by it or face the consequences of not doing so. Repeatedly, the governor has said that, and other ranking officials of the Rivers State government as well. Understandably, the Rivers State Commissioner for Education has spoken on the matter repeatedly as well. For example, this morning he featured on our news. Now, here's the said news item. Rivers State Commissioner for Education, Professor Chinedu Mom, said it's only the PDP that has so far sought approval from his office to use state-owned school facilities for their political event in line with Executive Order 21. Professor Mom told our correspondent that the PDP got the approval because they met all the requirements. It has some of what he said.
They shall be held liable for any damages arising from their use thereof. This is contained in the letter of approval I gave to PDP. And I want to say here that they've made application on the 3rd day of December 2022 and made the payments, and I just gave approval. That's about 3 days back after reviewing the application. No other party has sent in any application to the Ministry of Education. When I get the application, you tell the purpose for the use and you tell me the designated areas you want to use. The Ministry is satisfied. Then we give approval.
Now, as you may know, Executive Order 21 states that for political parties to use any public facility, like schools for campaigns, it must pay a non-refundable precautionary fee of 5 million naira and seek approval from the state government. However, the Rivers State Commissioner for Education says the payment does not guarantee approval for the use of such facilities as contained in Executive Order 21. He had this to say on that. A look at the approval letter shows the PDP paid 95 million naira to the state government. And in a statement, Chairman Publicity Secretary, Publicity and Communications Committee of the Rivers PDP Campaign Council, Gwena Nwoke, said the PDP in the state has by this shown it's not above the law. I'm asking you, what is your perception on the Rivers State government's restriction on the use of schools for campaigns and Executive Order 21 and its implementation thus far? But joining me for this conversation via phone as well is the man who obviously should know about this, and he'll be shedding some light on this development. Rivers State Commissioner for Education, Professor Chinedu Umom, joins me for the conversation. Commissioner, good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts.
Yeah, good evening.
And I believe I should wish you a happy new year as well.
Oh, same here.
Yeah. No, thanks for joining the conversation. Let's get right to it there. Now, I did read out some of the components of Executive Order 21 just a while ago. But just in case I missed out any details of Executive Order 21, could you shed some light on it? What are some of the other details of Executive Order 21 I said, in case I missed out any detail. In case I missed out any detail of the Executive Order 21, what are these other details, and what purpose exactly is Executive Order 21 intended to serve?
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing me on. First of all, government has been spending a huge amount of money innovating and refurbishing the various public schools and infrastructure and schools. But it's come to our notice that people just get unauthorized use of these facilities for either weddings, burial, political activities, social, other social activities. But the challenge we have here is that they leave these facilities in a very deplorable state than they make it. In most cases, they loot the facilities we have in their computers are looted. Other electrical devices are all taken away, carted away, in course of the use of these public schools. Now, in most cases, some of the times, they damage, they break the chairs, some even take away these chairs. So based on the second norm, we need to know who and who is using our own facilities for what purpose. So first of all, we came with a release, and order, first of all, that anybody, any church, any social organization, just whatever, for wedding, burials, or whatever, apply to the Commissioner for Education. I will screen the application, know the reason, the purpose, and at least let you to have some commitment that if anything goes wrong in course of your use of the school and its facilities, you will be held accountable and be able to pay whatever for whatever damage that may arise in course of your usage of the school and its facilities. My order 21 came on board to strengthen that and made it very emphatic that for any political party to use its public schools and its facilities to do an application to the Honorable Commissioner for Education 2 weeks, a minimum of 2 weeks, to the date of the proposed use of such facilities, and also pay the non-refundable deposit of 5 million naira to the government account. Now, since that Order 21 was coming on force, no political party has come to Ministry of Education for any, but for PDP on 3rd of December 2022, who sent in an application to my office. I received the application, and directed them to go pay the non-refundable deposit. It's like an application fee for admission. And then my letter conveying my decision to allow them or in return to pay the money, I let them know that the payment of this 5 million naira does not guarantee the use or approval for the use of this facility. One is like an application form for admission. Having paid the money does not guarantee you be admitted, but it's a kind of precautionary, deposit as the other 21, has it. PDP took the letter and did the needful and made the payment. But I told them, when you do the payment, attach evidence of payment to me. They did the attachment, our annexures, that the venues and the date for the use. Having received their payment and confirmed the alert into the seat covers, I sent my team out to look at the various dates and venues which the PDP intends using the public school for. And from the report, got back to me by the team I sent out. I said, fine, I'm satisfied with it. And also issue out, an approval to their request for the use of the public schools in these locations as attached, in their letter. And the clause also has it there that they'll be held accountable for any damage or damage arising from the use of these public schools and its facilities. So what it feels here is that the application must come minimum of 2 weeks. Like I said, PDP applied 3rd of December 2022. And that the approval was just given to them is
now, Commissioner, in your comments just about a minute or so ago, you identified that not just political parties, but other individuals, either for religious purposes or even parties such as weddings, make use of public facilities such as these schools, and they deface them before leaving, and hence, and that may have inspired or been the inspiration or government's concern for the upkeep and the condition and maintenance of these facilities is what led to this. Now, does the Executive Order 21, does it capture this other usage as well by religious bodies or those for weddings?
The executive order is very emphatic on political parties and its activities. And I'll tell you why it's, you know, in the previous times, we have noted that when political rallies and other activities hold in most of these public schools, the kind of damages which we have experienced at the end of their usage were so unwanted. And that was why we possibly was informed the order 21. In most cases, the kind of fights and other things that have, instilled in course of these public facilities. But what I'm trying to say in effect is that before the order 21 came in place, I went around and took a closer assessment of the public schools and activities that are being carried out in these public schools. And that led to my release that whether for weddings, burials, any social activity, I must know who and who is using them and for what purpose, and hold them accountable for any damage or damage. That was before the order 21 came. Knowing that for these activities are coming on board, and mine, I didn't have the power to issue any executive order in that regard. So in the wisdom of the government of the day, issue the executive order 21, which makes mandatory you pay this as a precautionary deposit, but you also be held accountable for any unwanted damage.
Let's talk about that for a bit. And you also stated quite emphatically as well that the payment of the non-refundable 5 million naira precautionary fee is not a guarantee that the just a moment, Commissioner. Once I'm done with the question, I don't mind you responding.
Okay, all right.
The payment of that is not a guarantee that you will have access to this facility. So I'd like to ask you then, what then precisely is, what are the stages of securing this approval? What exactly do the applicants have to do, and what will guarantee that they have access to these facilities?
First of all, you do an application not later than 2 weeks to your proposed date of the use of these facilities. And you must state when and which part of these facilities you intend to use. They must be very emphatic. You have to even make sure to that detail. Look at so and so deep, so and so facility, so and so deep. We look at it to avoid conflict. That is why we need 2 weeks' notice. It will be very unfair that, for instance, Party A applies for the use of DSS Omawa until 7th of January. Party B also applies for the use, and the 2 approvals are given. You can imagine what will result in cost of these approvals not given. That is why we need 2 weeks' notification. We look at other uses of those school facilities before we can give approval. So it doesn't mean that because you have paid the final, if there is a common interest examination or the state government has to actually test to use these facilities for. You say because I have
at what stage would the 5 million naira precautionary fee be required to be paid?
If an application to let you a case in point, you want to apply for admission, you make an application fee. Whether you admitted or not, nobody responds to the application fee you paid. So when you write a letter, I have the right after seeing your letter, I said no, don't even pay nothing. So when I look at the purpose, I said, okay, fine, go and make a commitment. If you are serious that you want to use these facilities for so and so purpose, so and so this, make the payment. That shows that yes, you are ready for business. When you pay make the payment and come with attachment, then I said, I come to that, look at the FCF specified and the venue, and look at the possibility of us granting that application or request on.
Now, Commissioner Pounderman, I don't know the last time you had to rent a property, but especially for those who rent maybe residential apartments or even other properties right now, it's very common for the property managers or the landlord to ask, besides the rent or the lease amount, you're asked to pay what's referred to as a caution fee, and that is to take care of any damages that may have occurred in the event of your occupying said property. At the time you're leaving and inventory is taken, if there are any damages, the cost of the damage is taken out from your caution fee. If the damage is equal to the caution fee, nothing is refunded to you. If the damage exceeds the caution fee you paid, you may be asked to pay the balance as well. Now, instead of referring to this as a caution fee, which many persons might interpret it to be what I just described right now, don't you think it may have been better to refer to it as an application fee, which is more what it seems like, rather than a precautionary fee?
Well, that is a matter of
what I mean that for you to you said it's non-refundable. Let me change. There is non-refundable deposit. Non-refundable deposit of 5 million naira. If you are not comfortable with my use of that, it's non-refundable deposit of this. If even let me bring that very attention back to even the instance you are making about landlord and business.
Yes.
You know that some tenants haven't paid whatever you know for one issue or the other, have some windfall that knows my property. A tenant willfully damage a lot of things in the house because actually I want to make use of my property. And then we have to go to court. Willful damage. So because he has paid his 50,000 or whatever as caution deposit or willful damage. So what I'm going to that, the point I make is that you have to make a non-refundable deposit of 5 million if you must use any of the public schools and this not passing for any of these political activities, rallies or whatever it's called.
Okay, now I have to go for a commercial break, Commissioner. But I'll ask you this question before the commercial break, and I hope that you'll still be around to give a response to that when we return from the commercial break. But here's the question. The question is, if a party or the applicants make this application and they pay this non-refundable 5 million deposit or application fee, which is more what it is actually, an application fee, but you say that in spite of that, they may still not get permitted to use this facility. So what else? What other conditions do they need to meet besides the application, besides specifying the date, besides sending the application in 2 weeks before, and besides paying the 5 million non-refundable deposit or application fee? What other conditions do they need to meet? But before you respond to that, once again, I have to, pardon me, Commissioner, we have to go for commercial break right now. When we return,
okay, no problem.
All right, stick around. Hard Facts to be back in a bit. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria Info and Herring Put Harker, the number one talk station. I'm Daesh. 27 minutes come past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. At the moment, we're discussing the implications of River State Government Executive Order 21. As the River State Government has said, payment of precautionary fee of 5 million non-refundable precautionary or application fee, depends on the perspective, not a guarantee for approval to use state facilities for political campaigns. Joining me for the conversation once again via phone is Professor Chinedu Mom, Commissioner for Education, River State. Commissioner, welcome once again.
Thank you, Bayo.
Join the conversation. We're live on Facebook.com/ Nigerian Info Page via Twitter at Nigerian Info Page as well. The phone lines will be opened in a moment. Commissioner, before the break, I asked the question. If after sending in the application, even 2 weeks before the proposed date, specifying the school, specifying location, specifying the purpose, and then paying this 5 million non-refundable application fee, you say that it's not a guarantee that the applicant will be granted permission to use this facility. What else, what other conditions do they need to fulfill then?
It's very strict. The order 21, the order 21 is very explicit on that. First of all, like I said, it must have to be within, like I said, not less than 2 weeks. That's number one. And I said, we need to get the annexure showing the venues and the dates you want to use this facility. If a CA has already made an application for use of a particular facility on so-and-so date, and you bring it on it because that's the date you must use, for sure, I wouldn't do that. It's first come, first served in the business. That is why I say that they have not paid that does not guarantee that, you must use it, because people will say, I have paid the one with the 5 million naira deposit, I must use the facility that day. No. It depends on the availability of the facility on the said date which you want to use such facilities. So you don't need to do any more job. Now, like I said, the earlier the better. Setting the application, pay that to enable us to screen and look at the availability, you know, of the venues or the chosen facilities for such dates you want to, you know, use such facilities. Then we can not, okay, yeah, we are given this professional, you know, approval for you to use the facility. I'm also on the caveat that you will be responsible for whatever damage that would arise thereof in course of your use of, you know, the public facility.
All right, Commissioner, let's talk about the date for a moment. We'll come to a damage shortly, but let's talk about the date. So if I send in this application, or the political party or candidate sends in this application, and they say, for example, hypothetically, we'd like to use a certain school on the 25th of January, and you go through your records after they've paid the 5 million refundable application fee, you find that another party has applied to use the 25th of January. Now, will they, if they decide, of course, that means they can't get 25th of January, naturally. Now, if they decide to put in an application for another date, say 26th of January, will they have to file a fresh application, and will they have to pay another 5 million naira non-refundable application fee?
The other 21 didn't say that at any time you apply, you need to apply for the use of this facility on such and so date. You pay for that. If the date is chosen, it's already engaged by another party or being booked by another party or even for government, you know, functions. For goodness sake, we can't give such approval. You have the option of choosing another date. I will look at it. If it's coming, then we approve the date. We want to be very careful because people will say, oh, since I have paid this 5 million naira, you know, application or whatever, you know, deposit, not refundable deposit, I must use it for some for this. No.
No, Commissioner, that's clear. That's very clear. What I'm saying is, if the original application specifies the 25th of January as the date they want to use the facility, and 25th has been taken up already, either by another party or, as you just mentioned, there's a government event slated for that date at that venue. Now, it means this party would have to choose another date. Would they have to file a fresh application for a different date?
You don't have to pay any other 5 million naira. You don't have to pay because that date was occupied. So you pay under 5 million to choose under it. That is not what on the 21, received.
Okay, so if you decline on the basis of the date, they can simply pick another date.
Yeah, you have to say, you're about to pick another date. We look at it and we try to say,
okay, let's go through stages again, Commissioner. Indulge me, please. So, application has been sent in. Date has been chosen. You've gone through your records. Yeah. Date is perfect. And by the way, you have confirmed the alert already. They have paid a 5 million naira deposit fee. There is no application fee. There is no issues with date, nothing. What other barrier is left?
There's no barrier for now.
So, you know, you were saying something about showing that they, or proving that they will be responsible for any other damage that occurs on this facility. So, two things here, two questions. Two questions here, Commissioner.
And I write to you, I need to PDP. The doors that, yes, they are in agreement with, you know, the terms and conditions that, look, you are responsible for whatever damage. And that's not what I'm saying of it.
Okay, so the first...
And again, I come to look at, Daniel, for using this facility, they haven't paid their 5 million. Whatever damages arising from their use of this, you know, facility will be borne by you. And you refuse to sign. Then you can't allow you to use it. It means that you're not in agreement for the terms and conditions attached to the use of the facility on such a date.
So the additional condition
that you have to accept, yes, that I'm going to be held accountable for the damage or damages that may arise from the use of that facility. Once I've done that endorsement, then I give it the space for you.
So basically, the 5 million naira non-refundable fee is paying to have access to the facility.
Payment for that, like I said, is a non-refundable deposit that comes with the application. When the application is granted, after we have reviewed and we see the list, we can give provisional acceptance approval to your application or your request. Then we issue that letter saying, look, we have provisionally allowed you to use on the condition that any damage arising from this, once it does that, you have to use all this. That's no problem. I don't know, there's nothing else, you know. I want to answer this and what I've said here.
Okay.
First of all, let me run through again. You must send the application not lesser than, 2 weeks to the date for the proposed use of the facility. and the application must set the date the particular facility you want to use and the date you want to use such facility. We will repeat, if it's free of any other encumbrances and we are comfortable with that, fine, we give you provisional acceptance. Where the caveat that you will be responsible for any other damage, that makes you have the sense of what kind of a stakeholdership. Because if you don't do that, you see that, oh, I don't need anything can go wrong there. Who said that? We must be sure that you protect the facility of government that is given to you for use of this whatever activities you have chosen to use the government facility for.
How will you
know that you are accountable? That makes you have some sense of responsibility.
How will you be able to determine the level of damage in the event that there is damage made to the facility? How will you determine the level of damage and the cost of damage done to the facility?
Before I give the facility, my team, which I have my super team, who is the fund.
Hello, Commissioner.
And of course, at the end of your usage of that facility, we go to go and collect an assessment. That's why we can, you know, you can be sued. Anybody can be sued for the damages, you know, you have, you know, caused for the use of the facility which we have approved, you know, for you.
Now, Commissioner, the application is sent to you. The application is reviewed by your office. The money is paid to your office.
The money is paid to the government, of course.
Office considers every application. Your office checks the dates. Your office determines that it is suitable. This date is suitable for Party A or Party B. Your office determines that we are satisfied that this Party A or Party B is willing and able to take responsibility for any damage thereafter. So your office basically literally determines everything. Now, what guarantees are there that your office would not exercise this power indiscriminately and bar political parties from using them just because there are other parties?
I am a very responsible citizen of this country. Don't forget I'm a professor. And I'm sure that these are the positions for the approval for the use of this facility. You have asked me, and over and again, I have repeated the terms and conditions for my approval for the use of any of these facilities. And it is very unfair. People should imagine what if there's no cause for alarm except you have any other agenda behind. Everywhere, all citizens of this country, of the authorities of this state, the public facilities are built and maintained for our own taxes. And that is why we want to make sure that these facilities are also maintained and used responsibly. All we are trying to forestall here is, you know, unwanted damages that would arise, especially weaker ones, that would arise from the use of public, you know, facilities. Because it's very unfortunate if people, you know, gain access to public facilities and use them, you know, without, you know, sense of responsibility. That people also have to use this even, you know, after now. We must have to ensure sustainable use of this, our public, you know, our facilities.
Commissioner, you used the word agenda a while ago. There's no agenda, but I'm sure that in spite of a very busy schedule, even you must be aware that there's been a lot of dust raised since the governor first meted Executive Order 21, and several political parties and political actors have insinuated or have suggested strongly that this is an attempt to stifle the campaigns of other political parties. So you must understand that this is a perception.
No, let me tell you, see, I come to say, we don't name a child, you know, in the womb. A child must have to be born. What evidence would anybody have to put it? That's why the government wants to put for the 21. Let me tell you that nobody, no, in any society, nobody likes law. But upon the laws are made to guide our conduct, nobody likes, you know, laws or policies or principles. No. Human beings generally don't like, you know, law. We don't say that we will resist, you know, it out. But unfortunately, we need laws to guide our conduct and all our activities and the way we operate. They live and earn our living. So it's not only that people will always raise us. As far as it's a law, what cost law, which people feel that, oh, that restrains, you know, their freedom. Surely people will raise, you know, they wouldn't take it, you know. It wouldn't find it comfortable. So it's not unusual. I'm not surprised that people begin to, there's a kind of imagination, oh, this would be a world of, you know, it's not, I'm not surprised at that, because it's normal for humans. But let's tend to be, like I said, if they have talked, oh, so party have done the application, after meeting all the criteria, and after all this, political refuse to give an approval, Let us come back to discuss this. Why did you refuse to give? You don't stay in the comfort of your home still. I know they will not approve. That's why I don't want to apply. It's like a practice. They want to, deprive us of the use of that. You know, for me, it's not responsible enough. Or it's not enough. Not that, because it's not the need to. And let's watch whether the law is actually targeted at, punishing anybody or not. But like I said, human beings generally do not like what laws, generally. So no matter how the angle the law is being met, human beings will never be comfortable. They always grumble. And one or two attachments are not good for it.
All right, Commissioner, I'd like to reference an article published by Leadership Newspaper. This was published precisely about 3 months ago, and it's captioned Ripples of Executive Order 21, references the River State Governor, Yesu Mwike, and his comment on Executive Order 21. And there's a quote here. I'd like to quote, read out some of the quotes. Quote, Wike said, quote, applicants will also deposit the sum of 5 million naira, 5 million caution fees in case attendees destroy the facilities in the schools. Now, the governor's statement suggests that the 5 million naira is a payment for fixing any damages that may occur by using the state facility. But it appears the interpretation of Executive Order 21 may be different from what the governor said, that the 5 million naira is actually not to fix damages, it's simply an application fee, and damages incurred would be amount a different charge altogether. Is that what you're saying? Because
let me comment. I have told you earlier that some willful damages. Some damages are willful. Okay, let me tell you, for instance, if I have a hall in the school compound which you want to use, people set it on fire because I paid 5 million naira. When it comes to buy 500,000 naira to fix, but it didn't. So what is it? That's why we need to guide against it, because people will say, I have paid 5 million naira, which they have done. And they can't tell the bill at least. I have paid 5 million naira. So can we look at it in this dimension?
Oh,
people will say, they say we should pay money. Okay, fine. I have paid it 5 million naira as required by the other executive for 21. And they can put it put on fire. So what becomes of it? Why 5 million naira cannot even get out of the school structure? For such a facility that have been done. So that I think the point here is that we want to have responsible use of public facilities. That's what our concern is in school facilities and River State. Anybody, any political party that wishes to use our facility for rally or whatever should do the application. Follow the due process and matter. So it's not that after I've done everything, then they can come to radio and challenge me. Then I'll be able to stand and say, this is the reason why I did or I did not do this. So for me, the Elder 21 is very lucid and it's very clear. It's not ambiguous. If you want to use the public facility, do an application not less than 2 weeks to date for the proposed use of the facility. And I've given the terms and conditions here, attached to my approval of such use of the facility. Let them do the report and watch and see what comes out of this. Instead of staying in their comfort zone to be reminded that, commissioner may not approve, the government may not approve, I think that is just very wrong.
So, commissioner, does your explanation just now, to my last question, mean that there are damages that will be covered by the 5 million naira non-refundable fee, but what you have termed willful damage would not be covered by the 5 million naira? And if that's correct, what kinds of damages will be covered?
The subject here is apply, do the payment. When we get to river, we cross the river. That's all I want to sound that.
Okay, all right.
When we get to river, we cross the bridge.
But is it not good that people know what is at the bridge now before they get there?
That's the common thing. Do the application and let's watch out. Because it fears that, commissioner may not approve. He may not approve. Government may not approve. Leave God. This is dealing with the commissioner. Do the legal and await the response from the Minister of Education.
All right, we'll take a few contributions right now. The line's open. Call 0700-93093. That's 0700-93093. Join the conversation via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info Page as well. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on. Hello, 90.3.
Good evening.
Hi, go ahead, please. Straight to your comment or question.
Dayo, I listen to the Commissioner for Education. Listen to Governor Wike speaking, leadership in the past. even the broadcast he made about the result. He said that 5 million naira is not refundable of whatever you spawn. That's what he said. Then the commissioner now is changing now, saying it is explosive damage. Now you see, he that goes equity must go with a clean hand.
You know what? Let me just help you with that so we save time. What the commissioner has simply said is that a person could pay 5 million naira to use this facility. And yes, it may cover some damage, but what if the person after using the facility decides to burn the property up because they paid 5 million naira? That's a different thing entirely. I think he's been somewhat clear on that. 0700-93-093, number to call once again. Hello, Hot Fat, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, thank you. Good evening.
All right, go ahead. Hello, Hot Fat, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes.
913, hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, my name is Isaac.
Go ahead, Isaac. Go ahead.
Let me quickly say, ask this. Are you there?
Go ahead, Isaac.
Okay, quickly ask this. First, why will the application not be approved first? Because of obvious, perhaps some possible obvious conflict before you make the payment. So that if there is a conflict in it, then, and you don't want to take another date, then you have the option of not going ahead with the event. That's number one. Number two is that why would there not be a joint assessment of the pre-use facility so that you know exactly that, yes, this is, you tick off on what was on ground before, so that after use,
Yeah, go on, Isaac.
Yeah, so that after use, nobody comes to dispute anything. They'll sign off on the inventory that was taken before the use, if there is something not mischievous in all of these things that they are doing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Commissioner, two points Isaac has raised there. And the first one is, he talked about the 5 million naira. He said, what if a party wants only a particular date? If that date is available, then they can pay the 5 million naira non-refundable fee. If they don't want another date, then they can decide to withdraw the application and move on somewhere else. That's number one. Number two, he talked about the inventory of the school. Why not have a joint inventory? Why just your team go to the school to do an assessment before the school is used? What if there is some mischief, according to him, that something that was not there is claimed to have been damaged afterwards? Why not have a joint inventory assessment with the party as well and your team before the facility is given out for use?
Thank you. Like I said earlier, I think maybe I misconstrued me. I said we'll take an assessment of the facilities. You'll be able to know that, oh, this is what is on ground here. The only way you can tell me whether there was a change, a damage, is to know the baseline. And this is what is on ground here before you use the place. I'm going to say, I wouldn't say that, oh, we'll just tell you this is what is here. You also see it yourself. We'll take, okay, that is cool. Look at how the school is. Before you use it. So at the end of it, okay, this is what damage you cause. You also be obvious to you that, look, this damage arose as a result of my usage of this facility. So there's something different about it. You will see the assessment team, you will say, look at Gayo, look at the school you are using, look at the condition, look at, you are also seeing it there. So even when we say this damage you have caused, you also see that actually that damage, is that those damages you are caused by usage of it or not. So there's something different about it.
Okay,
so
how?
My team will say, look at the school. After you have seen the school, look at the condition, look at the gate, because sometimes they have put gates down. People have put gates down for whatever, forest or whatever. So I'm not saying that we clearly do it and assume anything. No. You will see that this is what the condition is like before you did. That even when you are done, we tell you that this is what arose from the usage. You also see it and confirm that. But maybe you didn't get it. And this is that, oh, we'll just come and tell you, oh, this is something you have caused. No. You will know that is the condition before usage. So even at the end of the usage, and we say there is a report of some damage, you also see that the damages arose as a result of your usage of the facility. So that is as it got done. Now, bringing back that question, we were talking about approving date first before, you know. For goodness sake, if I give you a letter approving for your use of the facility, I refuse to come back to pay the money, what happens? What guarantees approval? There are conditions aside. For this to be approved, do an application and pay money. If I go to write a register for jam examination, you will choose the University of Port Harcourt. Many students say, but when they say, oh, you will pay money until let me see the result and know whether you have made the result, maybe a cut off before you pay admission. For goodness sake, it doesn't go that way. I want to study Mercy University of Port Harcourt. This is what it takes to apply for Mercy. I say, whether I'm able to meet the conditions or not, that's a different problem. I wouldn't say I'm able to show. Let me know how many persons were applying for Mercy in the port. Let me know the quota and let me know my performance first before I go and take admission. It doesn't work that way now, for goodness sake. I don't know what to think about.
Mm.
You see, the point I want to clear here is that people should stop saying their rules and believe, oh, government is they're tricking. Oh, they don't want to approve. They're only using my attacking. Why not do the needful and watch out? Like I told you, same December thought, here it is sent an application. Because it's all the government, since I have that record to show, it is, do your own and watch out. I wish that discussion was coming up on AMI before. Some people said, oh, they're going to do the payment, make all the conditions, and commissioner the things approved. Then I will not want to talk about out of this. But not to just say, imagine, you know, imagine this, you will not accept. You will not accept. For goodness sake, that isn't nice enough. So let's remove every bias. Let's do the needful and watch out the outcome.
All right, Commissioner, I've got a question here via Facebook. Akari Akiyode Thangod sent this question. And he goes, my calculation is that there are 23 local government areas in Rivers State. This amounts to 115 million naira. If we are to believe that the payment is true, the permission for which the PDP paid covers how many schools specifically? I have looked at the letter of approval. These details are missing. Mr. Commissioner, please clarify.
Bayo, PDP made an application and then an annexure. Made an attachment specifying the venues they want to use for the rally. Particularly, government schools that will be used, or public schools that will be used for their campaign rallies. They were all analyzed and attached in their annexure to the application. And we calculated those days and for those rallies, and I wanted to have 95 million naira. What are you talking about? I was going to ask PDP's venues. It's not just say because, we are the local government area, so they're using, you know, all of them. What if, in fact, that year, they apply to use the stadium? You know, they want to use the stadium. Or they want to use the Women's City Center. Is that the public school? So maybe we should not say and start a manual of things. Apart from schools, we have the stadium, we have a Lakaya stadium, we have the stadium at Omagwa. We also have other in the civil center. We also have these are not controlled by the Ministry of Education, for goodness sake. That's why I get the point that I'm driving up.
Yes.
We are talking about public schools. When the Labour Party also came for a rally in River State here, they didn't use the public, they didn't use any of the schools. They didn't come fully. They applied for the use of the stadium. So you cannot be in the stadium, you cannot be in the civic center. Those in charge will take care of that one. Or that the one is in practice about public schools. Thank you.
So, Commissioner, as we wrap up the conversation right now, if God does it for me and I decide to get married this year and I want to use one of the schools for maybe the reception, I will have to apply to you, I suppose.
Then I just wish that you can make it faster. That's not a contribution to your welfare.
on that, we wrap up the conversation. Many thanks for being a part of it, especially thanks to the Commissioner for Education, Rivers State, Professor Chinedu Mom. Many thanks for your time. Wish you the very best.
Thank you. My pleasure, Dio.
And that's a wrap for the conversation.